Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, indeed. 855-99-37569. It is Happy National Chocolate Caramel Day, which I think is really mean. It's also Let's Laugh Day, but it's also, as more importantly than anything else, it's Welcome Ann to the Program Day. Welcome, Ann. Yay!
Hi.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
How are you today?
Hopefully I'll be better after speaking with you.
Amen. Amen. Let's do it. How am I going to help you?
I'm having an issue with my daughter. This past year has been a difficult one for me. And I've had some depression and other things, and because of that, I left my apartment, got a hell. Well, can I say that on the air? Sorry.
You do, that's all right. When you say your apartment went to hell, it didn't go into foreclosure, it's just messy, yes?
Right. Very, very messy. And I was truly embarrassed about it, but I realized I needed help in order to get it back in order.
Okay.
So I had asked my daughter and then one of my brothers, who I felt that I could trust 100% that this dark secret of mine would stay between the three of us. I realized it might have been too much for my daughter to see, and I tried to prepare her for that, because she hasn't been to my place in a while, so she had no idea, and I wasn't telling her anything.
All right, let me stop you for just a second. Let me just stop. So I'm following along with you. How old is your daughter, Anne?
She's 39.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 59.
All right, when you say your house, your apartment was a mess, are we talking about, can you give me some idea? I mean, were you hoarding? Okay.
I don't call myself a hoarder. I just got lazy. There's lots of trash. I mean, empty food containers.
Okay.
Lots of newspapers. I hadn't done any cleaning. It's amazing how it looks today compared to how it did last weekend.
All right. How long had it been, you're saying, empty food containers, newspapers? Over what period of time? Are we talking a month or 5 months?
Over the last year.
Okay. So it was, were there stacks of stuff? Yeah, okay.
Well, there were areas that maybe were 3 feet high.
Okay. I'm getting the idea. All right. So it was really super, like the health department would have thrown up. Okay, got it.
Yes. And it was very hard for me to ask for help. But like I said, I knew I needed it. I didn't want to live that way anymore. I know my sibling, my brother, I know he was shocked. It was much worse than he thought it would be, because he has seen other homes I've lived in. This has never happened to me before.
Okay.
I've been messy where I've left stacks of newspapers, but they've always made it to the recycling bin eventually, a month's worth of Sunday papers or something like that. I've never not taken out my trash before. My daughter knows that I can be somewhat messy. She's more of a perfectionist when it comes to housekeeping. And I get that. And that's why I tried to prepare her. Well, she worked with me on Saturday.
Let me just ask you one question. When you say you tried to prepare, what did you say?
Well, I told her as best I could that just what I told you, what she would find when she walked into the apartment.
So you said things like a year's worth of dirty dishes and newspapers and things stacked 3 feet high.
Right.
Okay, you said those words, though.
To the best of my memory, yes.
Because clearly the word messy can be someone didn't close a cabinet door. But you're talking serious issue here. Okay.
Yeah, filthy is what the word I used.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry, did you want to ask me something?
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So when she came on Saturday, my brother and I had already started the process. And when she was able to come a few hours later, I mean, I watched the expression on her face. I knew this was going to be our birther. And, she, you know, I said, do you need to talk about this right now? If this is too much for you, I understand. But I have to get this done. So if you can't help me, I understand, but I've just got to get going on this. So,
okay.
No, she rolled up her sleeves and, you know, she got into it with, you know, she started working with my brother and myself, and I knew when I would take things down to the dumpsters that they were talking, and I expected that.
Okay.
It was a shock for both of them. But anyway, the next day on Sunday, my brother came over and we continued, and my daughter came when she could, and I could tell she was more quieter than normal. I could tell something was up, and I said to her again, you know, do you want to talk about this with me? I know you've been talking about it with your uncle, and she said no, but that she couldn't stay, you know, as long. I realized that. I really didn't expect her to. She has three children at home and a husband, and this is the first time that she's been away from them for 2 days in a row like that, for hours. And the littlest one, the six-year-old, really missed her, and besides, she had, you know, to help prepare them for school on Monday, and I understood all this. Well, my brother had left for a few hours himself. He had some other duties to take care of, and my daughter and I were in the apartment, and she said that she needed to wrap it up and get going. I said that was fine, but she wanted to charge her cell phone up, so I said, sure, go ahead. You know, the apartment was really starting to talk better by the, you know, Sunday evening. And so we're just idle chatting, you know, and then I said, I really, you know, I'm going to lose my motivation here. I know you have to go. I appreciated all your help. I said, is there anything you want to say to me? I can promise you that my home will never look like this again. Well, she said, no, you know, everything's okay. And I know I'm kind of paraphrasing, but to the best of my recollection, I knew she was sad about it, I guess, that I'd been living like that.
Yep.
And I understood that. But so I said, well, I really have to, like I said, get going and stay motivated and continue to, you know, work on it. My brother was coming back that evening. So I'd gone, opened up my apartment door to bring some things out of the dumpster, and I saw this woman come down the hall and came back into my apartment. And I thought, wait a minute, she looks familiar. And I opened up the door, and it was one of my sisters. And I said, what are you doing here? And, well, she came up to me, and she gave me a big hug. And I thought, I knew she had spent the afternoon with my mother. And I thought, Debbie, what's wrong? Because we had just lost a sibling February 1st. I come from a large family, and we had lost somebody.
Let me put you on hold. We'll pick up where your sister came up, all right? Hang on. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be back with him in a moment.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business. You can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. We're talking with Ann, who's had a tough year, and her house really got to the point of real problems. Junk and newspapers and food containers piled 3 feet high, and she finally sort of looked around and said, I can't do this anymore. Called her daughter and her brother to come over and help. Both of them were somewhat shocked by the degree, I think, of the mess. And when both of them left on Sunday, her sister arrived at the house. All right, so let's pick up from that point.
Dr. Joy, my daughter was still here when my sister arrived.
Okay.
My daughter, as I said, I believe now stayed to charge her phone under the premise that she was just waiting for my sister to show up.
Okay.
Apparently she had called her Sunday morning and unloaded.
Well, she very likely called and said, this is a real mess and we could use some help.
But, yes, that's what she did. But she also thought my sister, who I'm not close with, who would have been one of the last people, if any, that I would have confided in about this, would have asked for help from. My
why?
Daughter knew this.
Why would this sister have been a problem for you?
Because my sister lives a different kind of lifestyle. I know her life isn't perfect, but she likes to project that it is. She was kind enough years ago when I went through a divorce to open up her doors to me and let me stay at their house. It's a pretty big house until I could figure out what I wanted to do. But she said anything that happened within their four walls had to remain there. And I swore to that. I've never said a word about what's happened in their house. But she still likes to project this image that she has a basically perfect life.
Well, I mean, I'm still... All right, so continue with the story. So your sister, or your daughter's obviously closer to the sister than you are, and
no, not really.
Well,
not
she,
really.
It looked like your daughter just felt like she needed to call in some help. So
but,
your daughter was still there.
Right.
Your sister showed
right.
up. So then so continue with the story for me.
I was mortified. My sister came up to me. She gave me a hug. And as I said, we lost a sibling on February 1st. And my mother's 86. And I thought, my sister came up, gave me a hug. And I said, Debbie, what's wrong? And right away I thought about my mother. She took this news very hard about her son. First child she's lost. Hopefully it'll be the last one in her lifetime. And I thought she was going to tell me something about my mother. And then I realized she was there because she knew about how I'd been living through my daughter. And my daughter promised, she swore to me, she would not take it to anybody. She would talk to me or my brother, who I trusted, and we would deal with it, and it would just stay between the three
well,
of
wait
us.
Wait a minute. You actually said to your daughter, and she said she agreed to, you can't tell anybody about this?
Yes. And this is where the problem is now.
All right, let me stop you before I go on. All right, because I don't want you to dig yourself any deeper than you already have. I agree. I think that was an unwise and to a certain extent unfair thing to inflict on your daughter. Let me just show you from your daughter's point of view what she saw. She saw a complete breakdown. She saw a mother that I have no idea what your relationship was previously, but what she saw was a complete deterioration. Not only a physical deterioration of the living space, but exactly as you understand, Anne, that how we keep our living space to a certain extent reflects who we are, how we are. It's
how
not.
We feel.
Pardon?
How we feel.
Yeah, how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about the
right.
world, our emotional state. And you understood that as well. You looked at this mess and thought, okay, enough is enough. There's a serious
right.
problem going on here, and it's a serious problem on two levels. It's not only a housekeeping issue, it's a personal issue. It's a self-image. It's a inability to function issue. Your daughter, you've had a year to come to that revelation. Your daughter walked in and saw it. Now, you have to remember, among other things, she may be a 39-year-old adult with three kids, but she's also your daughter. And to see someone that you love in that kind of situation is truly terrifying for a whole lot of reasons. First of all, because, oh my gosh, that's my mother and I love her. Second of all, that's my mother who I assume can take care of herself and can maybe take care of me. Number three, I'm going to have to take care of mom. And number four, this is likely to get worse before it gets better. So my point being that this was, I think you're not having an accurate emotional recognition of how truly terrifying this was for your daughter.
Dr. Troy, I understand what you're saying.
Okay, but hang with me. Hang with me a little longer, because I know you want me to be convinced that your daughter betrayed you, and I think you're looking at it wrong. I think on some level she did, but you exacting that promise, I think, was completely unfair, because it left her with no support system for this really terrifying burden that you placed on her shoulders.
But see, I felt that she had support system with her
uncle, but obviously, but obviously you were not accurate. That she felt that she needed, and I think viewing this as a selfish act on her part is missing the point. I don't think she did this to harm you. I don't think she did this to make herself feel important. I think she did it for two reasons. First of all, because she was overwhelmed. Look, what if you walked in on your daughter or one of your sibs or one of your friends and they were shooting heroin and they said, "You can't tell anybody." What? This is a life-threatening situation, and what you're going to do is anything you can to help this person. I agree. Your daughter probably should not have made that commitment to you. She should not have said, and you knew she was burdened because you're telling me, even in the conversation and the retelling of it, that at least five or six times you said to her, "Do you want to talk about it?" You knew she was burdened by this. And look, the whole situation, Anne, is a mess. But to view her as betraying you is missing the point. She felt she was saving your life. And the things we will do when we feel it's a matter of losing someone's trust in us or saving them, that's not much of a choice. And most of us would opt to save somebody because someone trusting us and then we having to live with the guilt that they're, you know, that they suicided or that they shot up heroin or that they were in such a depressed situation that they literally could not throw away trash. I mean, it's a terrible choice to have to make, but most of us would opt to undermine the relationship and save the person. And that's what she decided to do. And I think in your unhappiness and your shame that you're missing the point. I'd like for you to let go of the shame. You had enough sense to ask for help, but also to understand that your daughter did exactly the same thing. She just asked somebody for help. Let me put you on hold and let's walk through this a bit more, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from discountnutritionshop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
discountnutritionshop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to discountnutritionshop.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. We're talking with Ann, who's had a really tough year, and it was reflected in her house. And Ann was sensible enough and brave enough to sort of realize that she was in trouble and called the two people that she felt she could trust the most, which is her daughter and her brother, to come over and help her. And Sunday, they came and helped on Saturday. And then Sunday, her daughter stayed behind, and Anne's sister, to whom she's not particularly close, although she stayed with her at a previous time in her life, came over to help. And Anne is really angry with her daughter for basically betraying what Anne felt was a secret. And I'm saying, Anne, look, I think you're missing the point here a little bit, that your daughter felt terrified and overwhelmed, and she called in the cavalry. She called in somebody that she felt she could help. And I think that it may be embarrassing, but, and I'm sure your daughter understood, especially since it sounds like you were aware that you really didn't want this to be known outside of the two of them. But the urgency that she felt was so strong that she felt she had no choice, that she needed to save you as opposed to save your feelings or save your reputation. And that at this particular moment, I think you're focusing on the wrong stuff. Because I'm hearing, even in your description of how terrified your daughter really was, and she made what was a difficult decision, which is to get some help of somebody who'd helped you in the past.
Dr. Joy, I don't know that my daughter was terrified, but she certainly was upset. I understand that maybe upset isn't strong enough, but the fact is that she didn't do me any good by calling my sister, because my daughter was feeling bad because she couldn't give me more help because she had her own family to take care of, which I understood. So she thought by calling my sister
would come and help.
An extra, right. But that's all my sister could have done. My sister isn't a psychiatrist.
She wasn't asking, but all she was having her, your sister do was come and help you clean up the crap.
But I did not want that. I did not
Stop. Listen, you can choose to go down this path, which I think would be incredibly unfortunate. But it's your path. You can do what you want to do. What I'm saying to you is that you're losing the forest for the trees here. That obviously next time, God forbid this ever happens again, and you look at your house and say, I need some help, call up a professional house cleaning service, and they will come, and they won't tell anybody because they don't care. They don't know any of your family. But once you get human beings, once you get family people involved and say you can't tell, you're asking them for a double burden. You're burdening them with doubly, not only to help you, but to keep a secret. And that's a not very fair thing to do. And you may feel that your daughter let you down. I would view it as your daughter tried to save you in the best way that she knew how. And calling a therapist, you can't call a therapist to make a house call in most places. And you didn't ask your daughter to be your therapist. You asked your daughter to help you clean up the crap. And what your daughter did was, when she couldn't do it all, that she got somebody in that she felt that she could trust, that you could trust, and to help you out. And to view that as a betrayal, I think, is missing the emotional impact. And it's, you're not even missing the emotional impact. You're just saying, I want to have it my way. I want to be able to scare the living daylights out of my brother and my daughter and have it go no further than that because I have my pride. Next time, if that's what you feel, is you don't want anybody to know about it, then hire a stranger to do it. Pay them money, and they will do it. But asking family members to keep secrets is an unfortunate and unfair burden, and it seldom works.
I think your
daughter was trying to save you, and she may have chosen the inappropriate tools, but I think most of us, if we feel that somebody is so desperate that we worry about their safety, that the idea of betraying a secret is so minor on the landscape that it's, and I deal with this all the time, of a kid who'll call up and say, my best friend threatened suicide and then made me promise I wouldn't tell. And I'm saying, you may lose the friendship, but if you keep the secret, you may lose the friend. And I think that's exactly where your daughter was. And for you not to understand, and on some level, I say for you not to understand, you did understand. You said a number of times to your daughter, do you want to talk? You understood how burdened she was. You understood how frightened she was. And you thought, well, okay, she can just talk to me about it. And she couldn't. You're the person she was frightened about.
She had my brother there. She could talk to.
And I'm not gonna do this anymore. You can choose to be angry with your daughter, which means that you will then lose the relationship with your daughter. And you're gonna, you know why you're losing.
I don't know how to fix it.
Well, but I'm telling you how to fix it. I'm telling you how to fix it, and you're not paying any attention. You're hanging on to that anger for dear life, and the reason you're hanging on to that anger is because of your pride. There are times where your pride costs you more than you can afford. You were in desperate trouble. You picked two people to help you because you felt that they would keep your confidence. That's a crappy thing to do to somebody, to say, I'm going to use you to clean out my house, to help me get back on my feet, and no matter how much it costs you, I don't care. You have to keep my secret because it's my pride. I don't think that's a very fair contract to make with anybody. And your daughter couldn't do it. And you can choose to be angry with your daughter, which means you're left in this life with your brother, maybe. And your brother, at some point, very likely will feel the same thing, is, I'm overwhelmed by this. I think you need a therapist. I think you probably need a professional house cleaning service. And I think you need to understand that your daughter was faced with two really rotten alternatives. One was to keep a secret that she felt could be life-threatening, and the other was to call in somebody that she felt she could trust, who loved you, who would come and help. Those were her choices. Not very good choices. But you can, and you can go ahead and be angry with your daughter. If you want to forgive your daughter, understand the position you put her in and how overwhelming and unfair it was. And get yourself some help. Okay, fair enough. And I'm not yelling at you, even though I sound a little bit, even to me, that I'm yelling at you. I'm saying your pride is costing you more than it's worth. Your pride and, you know, $5.25 will buy you a crappy cup of coffee. You need some help. And the people that you asked to help you needed some help too. And that's all it boils down to. Nobody did anything to embarrass you. Nobody did anything to hurt you. Nobody did anything to wound you. Everybody that was involved did something when they were overwhelmed to do the best they could to help you, to save you. That's all. It's nothing more complicated than that. And the fact that it wasn't quite as neat as you'd like, and it wasn't quite as secret as you like, because you wanted to pretend this never happened, well, tough, no. Kiddo. It did happen, and you were in trouble, and they helped you, but you put them in trouble, too. And if you think your brother didn't talk to somebody about it, you're probably naive, because you overwhelmed him. People walked in and dealt with a woman that they didn't even know at that moment. You were unrecognizable to them, as you were to yourself. And when people are feel... Pardon me?
I realize that I needed help.
Well, but you can't always determine how the people who are help you are going to respond. They're not robots. And the next time you want someone to help you clean up your place without saying a word to anybody, hire somebody.
Hire somebody.
Yep.
It's never going to happen again. But
good.
And I just say, I wish my daughter would have said to me, Mom, I can't handle this. Do you mind if I call?
You would have said no.
You would
have said no.
And I would have said...
So, Ann, you're telling me that what you want your daughter to do is go through lip service of treating you like you had, that you were the old Ann, not the Ann who has 3 feet high piles of trash, but the sentient person who raised her. You weren't that person in her eyes at that moment. You were beyond help. You were beyond what she could do to help you. So she called
right.
in somebody else who she thought
that.
She could help you. Well, why would you be mad at somebody for trying? Why would you be mad at somebody for trying to save your life? You're asking her to go through a lip service of saying, "Is it okay?" You would have said no,
yes.
And then what she's supposed to do? Once you said no, what was she supposed to do?
Go home and tend to her family, and let me
and let you die. Finish. Let you die.
No,
that's how she viewed it.
I reached out. Nobody had to sit me down for an intervention and say, "Look." How
that's
you're living. Nobody had to do that. I saw
that's
that
they
myself.
Didn't, that's because they didn't know. This has been a year. And look, I'll tell you what. Listen to this anymore because I don't want to make you unhappy. What I'd like
right.
you to do is to go and, you know, in 20 minutes, go to drjoy.com, download the podcast, and not maybe today, but maybe tomorrow or maybe over the weekend or whenever you're comfortable about it, listen to the podcast again. Okay? And see
Thank
if you,
you
can,
doctor.
And see if you can find your way to understanding your daughter's point of view. Because if you can, you can forgive her.
I hope
if you
I can.
Can.
I hope,
well, I hope
I
you can too. 855-99 Dr. Joy, Steve, and Ann. You'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
Extend your life with extended advice. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just makes it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're very much close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, 855-99-37569. Steve, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy. Always appreciate your advice, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you. How am I going to help?
I have a cousin who has a daughter who's a student at Penn State University.
Okay.
They live in California. I live in the New York area.
Okay.
And she had a one-week break. I don't really know her that well. I've only met her a couple of times. She had a one-week break, and because her grandmother and my mother were sisters, the grandmother, you know, said to me by email, could you, you know, accommodate by our daughter, our granddaughter?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, okay, sure. You know, I have a one-bedroom apartment, but you know, she's free to, you know, sleep on the living room couch. And so she was over for a week last week, and it went well. You know, she came and went as she pleased. We went out to dinner once or twice, and, you know, it was very pleasant.
So Uncle Stevie was a great tour guide, huh?
Exactly, sure. And I told her all the great places to go in New York and all of that. So she gets on the bus at the end of the week, and before she leaves, she says, oh, you know what, I'm going to be back in New York probably in May, you know. And I get the feeling that that was a hint that she intends to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, oh, you know, once a year, that sounds pleasant. She's a freshman in Penn State. I almost have the feeling that she sort of expects, oh, anytime I have a one-week break from Penn State in the middle of Penn State, yes, I can go, come to Uncle Steve's in New York, you know. And I don't want that to be the situation.
The default situation, huh? The default setting. How often are you willing to host her?
I'd say once a year would be fine, you know. But probably not every time that she has a break from Penn State.
All right, let me ask you a couple questions. I mean, this is your brother, right? And his... No, your cousin. So she's a
cousin, yes.
First or second cousin.
So in other words, she's the next generation. So my direct cousin, she's the daughter.
Right, so she's a second cousin. All right,
right.
So the question is, do you know, I mean, for example, if she was going to be in town and you said, hey, there's a student hostel or there's, if you can find a place to stay, then I'd be glad to take you out for dinner one night or something. I mean, so is the issue her staying at your place?
Yeah, I wouldn't want her to stay on a regular basis, you know.
Are you single or married?
I'm single, but I'm in a relationship with somebody who lives in New Jersey.
Because that's one of the possibilities. To just say, listen, I've got somebody who's sleeping over that week, so we'd love to take you out for dinner one night, but we really don't have, there wouldn't be any privacy. I can't invite you to stay.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah,
here's another possibility. Given the fact that she's already sort of lining you up, I would just send her maybe an email and say it was great getting to know you, and I love being a tour guide, but I've got, you know, I'm in this relationship, so you being able to crash at my pad is probably going to become less and less likely. But here are a couple of places that I thought you might want to check out where you might be able to stay inexpensively, and then I could, you know, buy you dinner a couple nights or something of that sort. That's what it might
be
now.
Yeah, I guess I could do that. Yeah.
I'd hit it off at the pass.
Right, right. So, in other words, you're worded in a positive way as opposed to a negative way up.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, you know, I'd love to take you and, if you and your friends would like to come, I'd love to take you, you know, out for dinner one night. The accommodations are, you know, I wouldn't even say that was okay for once, but I would even say, here's some low-cost places that you might want to look into to stay. The other possibility is if you know anybody in your apartment complex who might be willing. I have friends who, for example, when they have a lot of people coming to stay, will put the company in their apartment, and then they'll just take somebody else's apartment because the idea of having that many people in one place is just a little overwhelming. So that's a possibility.
Right.
But if that's not what you're feeling, then what I would just say is, the next time you and your friends, that's what I might say, the next time you and your friends decide that you're going to visit New York, please give me a little bit of advance warning so I can maybe invite you out for dinner. And in the meantime, here are some inexpensive places to stay. I might even do that.
Yeah.
Now, what she's probably going to do is call her dad and say, well, Uncle Stevie said, you know, next time there's some places to stay. But they'll probably get it as well.
Yeah, that is my fear, I guess, that the aunt or the grandmother, rather, is going to talk to somebody in my family saying, oh, you know, Steve's not, you know, let her stay for 1 week, but he doesn't want to let her back for a second week. I have this fear.
Well, but I think that's very likely to happen. But then your choice is, do you want to be Uncle Stevie the hero, or do you want to have your place to your, or do you want to have a college kid crashing with on your floor with your friends?
Yeah.
Or with or without a friendship.
I really enjoy my place to myself. I'm sort of a person that that likes his own space and doesn't really feel too comfortable about other people invading my space. So maybe it's worth the price.
Yeah, it may be worth of, and then if you get any grief from the family, I would just do the stupid and cheerful of, you know, I just assumed that she would love to have her friends here, and I just thought I would do, I would just be Uncle Stevie, the wonderful host of doing a little bit of footwork and finding some places she might be able to stay, and I could take them out for dinner.
Yeah. Okay. I think that might work. I'll give it a try.
But so go and you can do the what is it, the air neighbor kind of thing, which is this huge controversial thing, as I'm sure you're aware, in New York, of people renting space in condos. They're about to clamp down on it, but I don't think they have yet. Or and presumably, if she's at Penn State, there are other people who live in the New York area that she could stay with or whatever. And so I would just say I would definitely do a little bit of homework, because if you just send an email that says, next time you're here, I'd love to take you out for dinner. First of all, it's ambiguous. She's not going to know exactly what that means, and she may show up at your house with a backpack. But if you say the next time you and your friends are here, now that you've had an introduction to New York, when you and your friends come back, I found a couple of places that you might be able to bunk together, and I'll take you guys out for dinner.
Yeah, and in fact, the irony is, just as you have said, she does have a friend that lives in New York, but she lives in a small studio apartment. So I don't see why maybe, you know, she could bunk with her.
That's not up to you. That's you can't tell her where. You're just saying, and again, by saying, you know, I'm glad you had the introduction to New York. Now when you and your friends come, you'll know a little bit more, and I can take you out and show you some dinner, and here's some, or buy you brunch or something, and here's some places that I found that you guys may be able to have a little more privacy and bunk together. Or something.
Yeah. That,
but I would do it now. I would do it because spring break is just around the corner.
That's right. I'm sure she has plans to the week in New York. Yeah.
Yeah. So just go Google inexpensive student housing or something, or you know, bunking in New York or something. Or I'm sure there, you know, some place. The other thing to do is to check out local colleges, because quite often over spring break they can make space available for other kids. So.
Yeah, but that's a good idea.
Yeah, if you don't want her in your place, offer her something else, okay?
Yeah.
And you can even say, I'll go halvesies or something. All righty?
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Uncle Stevie. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.